Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel says a ceasefire has taken effect in Gaza, hours after the Israeli cabinet approved the first phase of President Trump's peace plan. Tens of thousands of Palestinians have begun walking toward northern Gaza. The families of hostages are exhaling. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
President Trump will land at Ben-Gurion Airport on Monday morning and will be welcomed with a formal ceremony. He will then head straight to the Knesset in Jerusalem to deliver a speech and then return to the airport. According to the ceasefire deal that the president brokered, Hamas is set to release the remaining 48 hostages, both alive and dead, and Israel is to free 2,000 Palestinian prisoners by the time that the president speaks.
There will be U.S. boots on the ground. CBS's Linda Kenyon from the White House.
Some 200 troops are being deployed to Israel to help support and monitor the Gaza ceasefire deal. These U.S. troops will be part of a multinational team that will also include non-governmental organizations and the private sector.
President Trump heads for a medical checkup at Walter Reed Army Medical Center after his hopes for a peace prize were dashed today.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided.
Not Donald Trump, the Nobel Peace Prize heading instead 2,500 miles south of the White House.
Maria Corina Machado.
There was an audible stir in the room.
She's receiving the Nobel Peace Prize for her tireless work promoting democratic rights for the people of Venezuela.
The committee honoring a democratic opposition leader at a time, it says, when democracy is under threat around the world.
The last monthly jobs report was scrapped because of the government shutdown, but we will get the next report on consumer prices.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics is recalling some people so it can publish the Consumer Price Index for September. The government needs that key inflation report to calculate the annual cost of living adjustments to Social Security payments, which have to be announced by November 1st. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says the Federal Reserve needs the CPI as it considers another interest rate cut.
Without those data points, the Fed is flying blind.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has been charged as part of a mortgage fraud investigation the Trump administration's been pushing for. James is defending her office lawsuit against the president and his company for fraud.
We conducted a two-year investigation based on the facts and evidence, not politics.
Dow futures are up 26, S&P futures down 1, and so are NASDAQ futures. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Introducing your new Dell PC with the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps you handle a lot, even when your holiday to-do list gets to be a lot. Like organizing your holiday shopping and searching for great holiday deals and customer questions and customers requesting custom things, plus planning the perfect holiday dinner for vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians, and Uncle Mike's carnivore diet. Luckily, you can get a PC with all-day battery life to help you get it all done. That's the power of a Dell PC with Intel inside, backed by Dell's Price Match Guarantee. Get yours today at Dell.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. See Dell.com for details.
The Home Depot has everything you need to turn your home into a beacon of holiday cheer. So whether you're going all out or just adding a few holiday touches, we've got you covered with trees, yard decor, and more. Save time decorating with one of our easy-to-assemble pre-lit trees or pick up a piece from our Yuletide Lane decor collection and fill your yard with holiday joy. Whatever your style, find everything to get your holidays started at The Home Depot.
Muhammad Ali's 1967 draft card goes up for auction this morning.
His name is called twice at the Armed Forces Examining Center in Houston, but the reigning heavyweight champion of the world refuses to step forward. After he left the federal building, he told reporters why he refused.
That I've said it once and I will say it again. The real enemies of my people are right here, not in Vietnam.
Christie's Auction House says the draft card was almost certainly in Ali's wallet that day. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Headed out to buy Halloween candy soon?
Trick or treat!
Race for sticker shock.
Yeah. Reese's.
Report by Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute shows cocoa prices have more than doubled since early 2024. While you may find the cost about the same, you will see smaller offerings. The surge is linked to heavy rains in West Africa, which accounts for about 70% of all production. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Baseball comes back to the Brew City tomorrow night. Most fans of the Brewers probably would have preferred to not continue the series at home, but Milwaukee lost last night in Chicago again, 6-0. The Brewers host the Cubs in a decisive Game 5 tomorrow night with a trip to the National League Championship Series on the line. First pitch at American Family Field is at 7:08 tomorrow night. Lots for tailgating typically open 3.5 hours before game time. The winner moves on to the NLCS against the Dodgers. The loser starts their offseason. Police in Milwaukee say there's clear evidence both men fired shots during a deadly confrontation following a car crash yesterday. It happened at around 8:25 near 49th and Mill Road when police say an off-duty officer was attacked by another driver who police say pulled a gun and hit him in the face. The officer then fired his service weapon, killing 26-year-old Elijah Wilkes. Investigators say they did find a gun at the scene and confirmed both men exchanged gunfire. The officer, a 21-year veteran, was treated at the hospital and is now on administrative leave. The name is Wausau, the location is New Berlin, and the number of jobs lost is 67. According to a filing with the state, Wausau Equipment is closing its New Berlin facility in December, cutting 67 jobs. The company, known for making snow removal products, gave no reason for the shutdown. The impacted workers include welders, assemblers, and fabricators. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you're driving through Milwaukee County this weekend, be ready for another big freeway closure. Parts of 41, 43, 894 will shut down tonight at 11 as resurfacing continues around the Hale. The southbound stretch between Greenfield Avenue and the Hale interchange will be closed, along with ramps from the zoo. Detours will be in place using Highway 11 and Layton Avenue. Lanes will reopen early Monday morning. Milwaukee's mayor wants to take you on one last spin before winter. Mayor Cavalier Johnson is hosting the city's final community bike ride of the season tomorrow morning. Riders will meet up at 9:30 at 2050 East Ivanhoe Place. The event is a chance to check out the city's upgraded bike lanes and enjoy some fresh air with neighbors. A few bubbler bikes will be available on a first-come basis. The mayor says it's all about safety, fun, and the community. And Brian Stile will take your call today. The 1st District Congressman says the noon telephone town hall is a way to hear directly from people about the federal government shutdown. This will be his 9th phone event of 2025. Those interested can sign up at his website or by calling his Janesville office before the event. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. It's still months before the primary, but the fundraising race for governor is off to a fast start. Congressman Tom Tiffany says his campaign raised $1 million in under 2 weeks, calling it proof of strong grassroots support. Another Republican in the race, Washington County exec Josh Shulman, has raised about $425,000 since May. The next round of campaign reports comes out in January. More women in Wisconsin are picking up hard hats, and it's paying off. A new report from a group called Construction Coverage says women working full-time in construction earn nearly $58,000 a year after cost of living adjustments, better than women's average pay across many industries. Women now hold almost 9% of Wisconsin's construction jobs. The shift comes as the nation struggles with a worker shortage, with hundreds of thousands of jobs left unfilled. After months of delays, the Wausau Ethics Board plans to hold a hearing today on a complaint against Mayor Doug Dinney. The complaint claims that the mayor broke city ethics rules by removing a ballot box from City Hall. Board Chair Calvin Dexter says it's time to move on with the case.
I'm not very open to the idea that we should have another delay here. You know, I think it's time to get this thing dealt with. We couldn't or shouldn't have gotten the new subpoenas out earlier, but I don't think there was any great surprise here to anyone.
One witness who was subpoenaed to appear at the hearing requested to be excused because they have plans. The board plans to deliberate again next week after the hearing. Finding affordable housing could get a little easier under a package of bills passed by the Wisconsin Assembly. The Republican-backed plan would allow more accessory dwelling units, relax some building code rules, and create a new starter home loan program. Some Democrats supported parts of the plan, but argue it still doesn't do enough to fix the state's housing shortage. A half century of scenic driving is being celebrated in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers joined state transportation and tourism officials at Timms Hill County Park near Rib Lake to mark the 50th anniversary of the state's first rustic road. The program started in 1973, protecting Wisconsin's quiet back roads for travelers, bikers, and hikers. There are now 126 rustic roads stretching more than 760 miles across 61 counties. Evers says the program's part of the state's investment in safe, reliable infrastructure, and also boosts tourism. Wisconsin saw a record $25 billion in travel spending last year. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays are next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
Good morning at 710, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, sports with Mike Clemens. And CBS News as well. Bonnie Green's got a traffic update for us, and our meteorologist, Sean Cable, will have a forecast. Currently in Milwaukee, we've got cloudy skies and 53 degrees, and a little bit of a warm-up for the weekend with some sunshine, which is good. WAUK News Time is 7:11.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
540 AM WAUK, now on 100.3 FM in downtown Milwaukee and the East Side. A strong, clear FM signal to bring you the news every morning and the same great conversations you've come to expect the rest of the day. Matt and Air on Air at 9, the Tom Hartman Program at 11, Todd Alba at 2, Maggie Dawn at 4. It's all news all morning and great conversation all day on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
It is 7:13, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Also streaming at waukradio.com. And you can tap that Civic Media app as well and listen there. Coming up, traffic from Bonnie Green, a weather update from our meteorologist, Sean Cable, and right now, sports, Mr. Mike Clemens.
The Crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddie Peralta surrendered a three-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. First inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet and got too much in the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game, nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Thank you, Mike. Traffic time on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, which is sponsored this time around by Progressive Insurance. Bonnie Green.
Roadwork causing a pretty good-sized delay right now. 4145 southbound Stop-A-Go, 124th Street to Good Hope into that construction. 4145 northbound backed up Mayfair to Burleigh. 94 eastbound Stadium Interchange to 35th is slow. Westbound Stadium Interchange to Mitchell Boulevard. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. That's progressive.com. Quick look at the forecasts for the Milwaukee area on Friday, October 10th, 2025, with our meteorologist, Sean Cable.
An isolated thunderstorm possible this morning, then mostly cloudy into the afternoon, but we will gradually clear out by later today. Our high right around 65, a little breezy here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
716, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at WAUKradio.com and your Civic Media app. Coming up, CBS talks money with Money Watch. WAUK News Time, 716.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call the Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Streaming at WAUKradio.com and on the Civic Media app. I'm Dan Haney with you. Thanks for being there. Another cup of coffee, please. Coming up, we got CBS News, and we all need advice from time to time. And CBS News has got money advice with Money Watch.
CBS Money Watch.
Some patients will soon be able to pick up their prescription medications from a vending machine. Amazon is launching pharmacy kiosks at select One Medical offices in California starting in December, with plans to expand to other locations in the future. The happiest place on earth is getting pricier. Disney has announced it's raising ticket rates for its theme parks during peak days in both Anaheim and Orlando, effective immediately. And Domino's is getting a new look and sound in its first brand refresh in 13 years. The revamp includes a t-shirt launch, updated uniforms and pizza boxes, and a catchy new jingle from country music star Shaboozy. At the CBS Broadcast Center, I'm Jesse Mitchell.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
719, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, streaming at waukradio.com and on the Civic Media app. Serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. We got local news with Stuart J. Waddles coming up. Also, Leslie Lotto has got state news. Mike Clements has got sports. Bonnie Green's got traffic. Sean Cable has got the updated forecast. And right now, it's CBS News. WAUK News Time is 7:19.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel says a ceasefire has taken effect in Gaza, hours after the Israeli cabinet approved the first phase of President Trump's peace plan. Tens of thousands of Palestinians have begun walking toward northern Gaza. The families of hostages are exhaling. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
President Trump will land at Ben-Gurion Airport on Monday morning and will be welcomed with a formal ceremony. He will then head straight to the Knesset in Jerusalem to deliver a speech and then return to the airport. According to the ceasefire deal that the president brokered, Hamas is set to release the remaining 48 hostages, both alive and dead, and Israel is to free 2,000 Palestinian prisoners by the time that the president speaks.
There will be U.S. boots on the ground. CBS's Linda Kenyon from the White House.
Some 200 troops are being deployed to Israel to help support and monitor the Gaza ceasefire deal. These U.S. troops will be part of a multinational team that will also include non-governmental organizations and the private sector.
President Trump heads for a medical checkup at Walter Reed Army Medical Center after his hopes for a peace prize were dashed today.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided.
Not Donald Trump. The Nobel Peace Prize heading instead 2,500 miles south of the White House.
Maria Corina Machado.
There was an audible stir in the room.
She's receiving the Nobel Peace Prize for her tireless work promoting democratic rights for the people of Venezuela.
The committee honoring a democratic opposition leader at a time, it says, when democracy is under threat around the world.
The last monthly jobs report was scrapped because of the government shutdown, but we will get the next report on consumer prices.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics is recalling some people so it can publish the Consumer Price Index for September. The government needs that key inflation report to calculate the annual cost of living adjustments to Social Security payments, which have to be announced by November 1st. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says the Federal Reserve needs the CPI as it considers another interest rate cut.
Without those data points, the Fed is flying blind.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has been charged as part of a mortgage fraud investigation the Trump administration's been pushing for. James is defending her office lawsuit against the president and his company for fraud.
We conducted a two-year investigation based on the facts and evidence, not politics.
Dow futures are up 26, S&P futures down 1, and so are NASDAQ futures. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Introducing your new Dell PC with the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps you handle a lot, even when your holiday to-do list gets to be a lot. Like organizing your holiday shopping and searching for great holiday deals and customer questions and customers requesting custom things, plus planning the perfect holiday dinner for vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians, and Uncle Mike's carnivore diet. Luckily, you can get a PC with all-day battery life to help you get it all done. That's the power of a Dell PC with Intel inside, backed by Dell's Price Match Guarantee. Get yours today at Dell.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. See Dell.com for details.
The Home Depot has everything you need to turn your home into a beacon of holiday cheer. So whether you're going all out or just adding a few holiday touches, we've got you covered with trees, yard decor, and more. Save time decorating with one of our easy-to-assemble pre-lit trees or pick up a piece from our Yuletide Lane decor collection and fill your yard with holiday joy. Whatever your style, find everything to get your holidays started at The Home Depot.
Muhammad Ali's 1967 draft card goes up for auction this morning.
His name is called twice at the Armed Forces Examining Center in Houston, but the reigning heavyweight champion of the world refuses to step forward. After he left the federal building, he told reporters why he refused.
That I've said it once and I will say it again. The real enemies of my people are right here, not in Vietnam.
Christie's Auction House says the draft card was almost certainly in Ollie's wallet that day. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Headed out to buy Halloween candy soon?
Trick or treat!
Race for sticker shock.
Kick it! Reese's!
Report by Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute shows cocoa prices have more than doubled since early 2024. While you may find the cost about the same, you will see smaller offerings. The surge is linked to heavy rains in West Africa, which accounts for about 70% of all production. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A minor traffic crash turned deadly in seconds on Milwaukee's northwest side yesterday morning. Police say at around 8:30, two drivers pulled over after an accident near 49th and Mill Road. Moments later, one driver pulled a gun, hitting the other driver with it. The driver hit was an off-duty Milwaukee police officer. Investigators say both men exchanged gunfire. The 26-year-old man police say was the instigator has been identified as Elijah Wilkes. He died at the scene. The officer was taken to the hospital and placed on leave. Body camera video is expected to be released within 15 days as an investigation continues. The Brewers took a toddling last night in Chicago, and the series comes back to the Brew City. The crew has blown a two-game lead after dropping both matchups in Chicago, including a 6-0 shutout last night. The series is now tied 2-2, with the winner of tomorrow's game going on to the National League Championship Series. It's a 7:08 first pitch tomorrow at American Family Field. The winner advances to take on the Dodgers. Perhaps the streetcar could hop out of the budget. A Milwaukee alderman says one way to save money next year might be to cut the city's streetcar. Alderman Scott Spiker is pushing back against the mayor's proposal to raise the wheel tax, saying families are already stretched thin. Spiker argues that ending the streetcar, aka the hop, could save the city roughly $7 million a year. The higher wheel tax is expected to bring in about $2.7 million in new revenue. The Common Council is still reviewing the full 2026 budget, with a final vote expected in November. There is a chance for you to give feedback next Saturday. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. The Milwaukee man that admitted to putting super glue in a co-worker's drink has been sentenced. However, he won't see the inside of a cell. 35-year-old Joseph Ross pleaded guilty back in August to a felony after surveillance footage showed him slipping something into a soda at Wisconsin State Fair Park in March. The initial sentence was 42 months, but the judge stayed the sentence and gave him 3 months probation instead. Another big closure this weekend on the interstate near the Hale in Milwaukee County. Southbound lanes between Greenfield Avenue and the Hale Interchange will shut down tonight at 11 o'clock, along with ramps from the Zoo Interchange. Detours will use Highway 100 and Layton Avenue. Roads will reopen early Monday, and a renovated rep debuts tomorrow. There's an event marking the opening of the Milwaukee Rep's newly renovated $80 million home. The makeover is said to balance history and accessibility. They restored the building's original 1896 exterior while adding wider seats, newer bathrooms, and a ground floor entrance. Designers say every seat offers an unobstructed view. Doors officially open tomorrow with a celebration headlined by Bernadette Peters. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. Improvements on the way for two Wisconsin veterans cemeteries. Governor Tony Evers says nearly $2 million in federal grant money will support projects at the Central Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in King and the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Union Grove. The money will go towards expanding capacity, upgrading facilities, and improving accessibility for visitors who come to honor those who served. A congressman's crossing lines in Wisconsin. Representative Mark Pocan spent part of the week visiting communities outside his 2nd District. He toured Richland Center, Viroqua, La Crosse, and Eau Claire in the 3rd as part of what he called "This is what a real congressman does" tour. Pocan criticized Congressman Derek Van Orden for not holding in-person town halls in his own district. He also warned that if ACA tax credits expire during the government shutdown fight, many Wisconsin families will face thousands more in yearly health insurance costs. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and doctors say knowing your risk could save your life.
We would like to see the cancers that we see to be screen detected, and for that
to happen, we need women to have the screening that is appropriate for them at their particular level of risk.
Dr. Cecilia Strode with Osperis Health says 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer, but not all risk factors are the same. She says dense breast tissue and a history of cancer treatments can increase that risk, even if your last mammogram looked normal. Strode says a physical exam and follow-up care are key to catching cancer early. There's a new scam going around affecting people using SNAP benefits in Wisconsin. State agriculture officials say scammers are making a fake version of the EBT Edge mobile app, the one that helps folks track their food assistance. The fake app charges people $5 a week or $60 for lifetime access. Officials say you should never have to pay for the real EBT Edge app. They are urging SNAP recipients to double-check before downloading and report anything suspicious. And it's homecoming weekend at UW-Madison, and campus is getting ready to celebrate. The fun starts tonight with the homecoming parade at 6, with some streets near campus closed to traffic. Right after the parade, the annual block party pep rally gets underway. The weekend wraps up tomorrow night when the Badgers face the Iowa Hawkeyes. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM WAUK.
Go Wisconsin, on Wisconsin. It's 7:30, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, we got local news with Stuart J. Waddles, and also sports with Mike Clemens. Forecast, weather with, traffic that is, with Bonnie Green. And it's all coming up, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. WAUK News Time, 7:31.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Join us weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 as we pursue truth wherever it may lead and have fun doing it. From Brewers to Packers, news from UW-Milwaukee to conversations with Josh Showman and David Crowley. We're the champagne of talk shows. Crap, that one's been used. It's the Todd Allball Show, weekdays from 2 to 4 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM Milwaukee.
Good morning, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, now serving all news all morning. Milwaukee Brewers, Game 5 against the Cubs at Miller Park. And to summarize last night's loss and hopeful Saturday's win to the NLCS, Mike Lemons has got sports.
The Crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddie Peralta surrendered a 3-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. The first inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet and got too much in the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game, nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Time to look at traffic, 734, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, now serving all news all morning. Traffic is brought to you by Rapid Radios. Here's Bonnie Green.
4145 southbound, a stop-and-go delay between 124th and Good Hope with road work. 4145 northbound, Mayfair to Capitol is backed up. And northbound 27th Street, a right lane is closed between 43894 and West Botsford until 3. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Traffic is sponsored by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code RADIO and get an extra 5% off. WAUK News Time is 7:35. Let's get a look at the weather forecast with our meteorologist, Sean Cable.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
An isolated thunderstorm possible this morning, then mostly cloudy into the afternoon, but we will gradually clear out by later today. Our high right around 65, a little breezy here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Coming up, we're going to get some agribusiness news from Pam Yonke from the Midwest Farm Report. WAUK News Time, 7:36.
Everyone's playing pickleball, and Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls is where it's at.
This is Donald Driver. Listen up. You never know who you'll see.
With 17 pro courts, there's no waiting around. Court times that fit your schedule, plus an impressive pro shop, event space, full locker rooms with showers, and a bar with big screens. Or catch the action live. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom on Instagram or Facebook. Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Hey, it's Downtown Donnie Brown. On This Week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally with Dawn Levine and Neil George of Waukesha Resist talking about their big demonstration coming up at Cutler Park on October 18th. Plus more about local politics and all the things that are important to us.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Find the podcast at waukradio.com.
Good morning. It's 7:37, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, local news with Stuart J. Waddles, also state news with Leslie Lotto, followed by CBS News in just a bit as well. But right now, agribusiness news, it's Pam Yonke.
An information vacuum may be one of the biggest challenges that Wisconsin farmers face with the government shutdown. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Jenny Wackershauser, who is a dairy analyst with EverAg out of Platteville, says without the necessary data from USDA, markets are left wondering what's going on, what's being sold, what volumes are we producing. And she said dairy producers need that data for some of the insurance products that they're going to be leaning on.
We start to get a lack of information that includes our monthly milk production report, which will be here in about a week here for dairy producers. So not only does that give us a look at what did September do as far as milk production, number of cows in the herd, it also is a trigger for producers who utilize the dairy revenue protection program through the crop insurance. Part of that program is we need to have that milk production data to do the final report.
Jenny Wackershauser, she's a dairy analyst with the EverAg crew out of Platteville. She said the last time this happened was 2018. And she said at that time, when the markets didn't have USDA data, they traded sideways for the duration.
What is the Dairyland seed difference? The answer is found in our difference makers. Our seeds are developed and delivered for unrivaled performance in and only in the upper Midwest. Our local dealers, expert agronomists, and everyone throughout our organization who live to make life better on farms and in the community. It's our people, products, and pedigree that combine to make a true difference that you can see on the bottom line and feel in your heart. Learn more about our difference makers at DairylandSeedDifference.com.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
We're off to a lower start on a Friday morning in overnight trade. December corn's down a half at 417. November soybeans are down a nickel, 1016. July wheat, that's down a half, 547. Barrel cheese was unchanged yesterday at 174. 40-pound block cheese did gain 2 1/4 at 176, but AA butter was down 4 3/4 cents to 160 1/4 per pound. November, class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 4 right now at 1660 a hundredweight, with the December contract down 9 at 1665. Just a quick market snapshot for you on a Friday morning. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Behold the power of cheese. And good morning, it's 741, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. I'm Dan Haney, thanks for being there. Coming up, we've got Stuart J. Wattles with local news. Leslie Lotto, she's got the state news. Traffic with Bonnie Green, weather updated from Sean Cable, our meteorologist, and Mike Clemens, who's got sports. But right now, let's get an update from CBS News. WAUK News Time is 741.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. After 2 years of war, a ceasefire is in effect in Gaza. Palestinians are cautious.
I hope our happiness over the ceasefire will last. We don't want them to take their hostages and then return to war.
Antoine Renard with the World Food Program.
They have been displaced multiple times, chased by the threat of hunger and malnutrition, and making impossible choices to survive.
Israelis are hopeful as they await a hostage-prisoner exchange set to begin Monday.
Such a happy moment for all Israelis and for all the Middle East.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says 20 hostages are still alive, 28 deceased. Tens of thousands of Gazans who'd gathered in central Gaza have begun walking north. President Trump's hopes for a Nobel Peace Prize this year have been dashed. The Norwegian committee has named Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado the winner. She spoke with the Institute's director from hiding.
I'm honored, humbled. I am very grateful on behalf of the Venezuelan people.
A setback for the president in his bid to have National Guard troops patrol Democratic cities. A federal judge in Illinois has temporarily blocked them from deploying anywhere in the state. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has reaction from Chicago.
Attorney General Kwame Roll.
This is an important decision, not just for the state of Illinois, but for the entire country.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the administration is not giving up.
We're purchasing more buildings in Chicago to operate out of.
People along the East Coast are bracing for stormy weather. A nor'easter could slam the I-95 corridor with heavy rain, strong winds, gusts up to 60 miles an hour, and flooding. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson says the other side of the country is facing its own issues.
In the Southwest, we are watching a potential serious flood situation. We have a level 3 out of 4 risk for most of the state of Arizona, beginning on Friday and running into portions of the weekend.
He says some areas could get more rain over the next couple of days than they do during the entire fall season.
The Phillies' playoff run has ended in heartbreak.
The L.A. Dodgers had the bases loaded with two outs in the bottom of the 11th inning when Andy Páez hit a grounder to Phillies pitcher Orion Kerkering. TNT had the call.
Páez breaks his bat. Kerkering, got to find it. Throws to the plate. Oh, my goodness. He throws it away. And the Dodgers have won.
Had Kerkering thrown to first, the game likely would have gone on. The young pitcher says his teammates encouraged him afterward.
Just keep your head up. It's baseball.
The Dodgers will face the Cubs or Brewers in the NLCS. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Dow futures up 62. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Turns out wildfires aren't so bad for birds.
While bigger fires can wipe out trees and bird habitats, a new study by the Institute for Bird Populations found smaller wildfires can do some good.
Many of the fires that occur in our national parks have been low to moderate severity.
Study author Chris Ray says that bird populations have actually responded positively to that.
The densities of their populations has gone up a little bit.
She says that's because fires release new resources for birds to thrive.
CBS is Stacy Lynn, the school chaplain who shot to stardom during the NCAA basketball tournament in 2018, has died. Sister Jean, front and center at the Loyola Chicago men's team's run to the Final Four.
We ask you, of course, that at the end of the game, we see the big W in favor of our Ramblers. So, amen. God bless us. And go Ramblers.
She was 106. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Baseball comes back to the Brew City tomorrow night. Most fans of the Brewers probably would have preferred to not continue the series at home, but Milwaukee lost last night in Chicago again, 6-0. The Brewers host the Cubs in a decisive Game 5 tomorrow night with a trip to the National League Championship Series on the line. First pitch at American Family Field is at 7:08 tomorrow night. Lots for tailgating typically open 3.5 hours before game time. The winner moves on to the NLCS against the Dodgers. The loser starts their offseason. Police in Milwaukee say there's clear evidence both men fired shots during a deadly confrontation following a car crash yesterday. It happened at around 8:25 near 49th and Mill Road when police say an off-duty officer was attacked by another driver who police say pulled a gun and hit him in the face. The officer then fired his service weapon, killing 26-year-old Elijah Wilkes. Investigators say they did find a gun at the scene and confirmed both men exchanged gunfire. The officer, a 21-year veteran, was treated at the hospital and is now on administrative leave. The name is Wausau, the location is New Berlin, and the number of jobs lost is 67. According to a filing with the state, Wausau Equipment is closing its New Berlin facility in December, cutting 67 jobs. The company, known for making snow removal products, gave no reason for the shutdown. The impacted workers include welders, assemblers, and fabricators. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you're driving through Milwaukee County this weekend, be ready for another big freeway closure. Parts of 41, 43, 894 will shut down tonight at 11 as resurfacing continues around the Hale. The southbound stretch between Greenfield Avenue and the Hale interchange will be closed, along with ramps from the zoo. Detours will be in place using Highway 11 and Layton Avenue. Lanes will reopen early Monday morning. Milwaukee's mayor wants to take you on one last spin before winter. Mayor Cavalier Johnson is hosting the city's final community bike ride of the season tomorrow morning. Riders will meet up at 9:30 at 2050 East Ivanhoe Place. The event is a chance to check out the city's upgraded bike lanes and enjoy some fresh air with neighbors. A few bubbler bikes will be available on a first-come basis. The mayor says it's all about safety, fun, and the community. And Brian Style will take your call today. The 1st District Congressman says the noon telephone town hall is a way to hear directly from people about the federal government shutdown. This will be his 9th phone event of 2025. Those interested can sign up at his website or by calling his Janesville office before the event. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. It's still months before the primary, but the fundraising race for governor is off to a fast start. Congressman Tom Tiffany says his campaign raised $1 million in under 2 weeks, calling it proof of strong grassroots support. Another Republican in the race, Washington County exec Josh Shulman, has raised about $425,000 since May. The next round of campaign reports comes out in January. More women in Wisconsin are picking up hard hats, and it's paying off. A new report from a group called Construction Coverage says women working full-time in construction earn nearly $58,000 a year after cost of living adjustments, better than women's average pay across many industries. Women now hold almost 9% of Wisconsin's construction jobs. The shift comes as the nation struggles with a worker shortage, with hundreds of thousands of jobs left unfilled. After months of delays, the Wausau Ethics Board plans to hold a hearing today on a complaint against Mayor Doug Dinney. The complaint claims that the mayor broke city ethics rules by removing a ballot box from City Hall. Board Chair Calvin Dexter says it's time to move on with the case.
I'm not very open to the idea that we should have another delay here. You know, I think it's time to get this thing dealt with. We couldn't or shouldn't have gotten the new subpoenas out earlier, but I don't think there was any great surprise here to anyone.
One witness who was subpoenaed to appear at the hearing requested to be excused because they have plans. The board plans to deliberate again next week after the hearing. Finding affordable housing could get a little easier under a package of bills passed by the Wisconsin Assembly. The Republican-backed plan would allow more accessory dwelling units, relax some building code rules, and create a new starter home loan program. Some Democrats supported parts of the plan but argue it still doesn't do enough to fix the state's housing shortage. A half century of scenic driving is being celebrated in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers joined state transportation and tourism officials at Timms Hill County Park near Rib Lake to mark the 50th anniversary of the state's first rustic road. The program started in 1973, protecting Wisconsin's quiet back roads for travelers, bikers, and hikers. There are now 126 rustic roads stretching more than 760 miles across 61 counties. Evers says the program's part of the state's investment in safe, reliable infrastructure, and also boosts tourism. Wisconsin saw a record $25 billion in travel spending last year. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays are next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
And good morning, it's 7:52, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at WAUKradio.com and your Civic Media app. Coming up, sports. Right now in Milwaukee, we got cloudy skies and 53. Winds are southwest at 13. It'll warm up a little bit later on, too. Updated forecast from our meteorologist, Sean Cable, is coming up. WAUK News Time, 7:52.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H responds to customers' requests, and the Bjorn is back. A bear claw as no other. O&H's Bjorn is filled with creamy cheese and strip of rich chocolate. Its golden pastry is dipped in silky chocolate and then finished with a honey glaze. O&H introduced the Bjorn last April, and if you missed it then, here's another opportunity you don't want to slip by. Do stop in today. The Bjorn is back at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
And good morning. It's 7:54, going on 7:55. It's 5:40 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. We'll check traffic in a bit with Bonnie Green. There is slow traffic in 894 41 northbound between Beloit Road and National Avenue. So heads up on that. Right now, let's get a preview of the Brewers game 5 against the Cubs. Sports with Mike Clemens.
The Crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddy Peralta surrendered a three-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. The first inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet and got too much of the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game. Nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
7:56, 5:40 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Time to look at traffic sponsored by Blindster.com. Here's Bonnie Green.
A stall is causing huge problems on 894 43 eastbound. You're stopped between 84th and Loomis. Two left lanes blocked with that stall. 4145 southbound jammed up now. 124th to Good Hope into roadwork. Heavy on 94 eastbound, 76 to 35th. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Blindster.com. Need new blinds? At Blindster.com, they offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, they take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com. WAUK News Time is 7:57. Look at our weather forecast from our meteorologist, Sean Cable.
An isolated thunderstorm possible this morning, then mostly cloudy into the afternoon, but we will gradually clear out by later today. Our high right around 65, a little breezy here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Thank you, Sean. 7:57. It's 5:40 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Coming up next, CBS News, followed by local news with Stuart J. Waddles, and Leslie Lotto has got state news from the Civic Media News Desk. It's 5:40 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning.
Something new is waking up Racine. The new cafe, where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart. They're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. With small ships that bring travelers closer to the destination, there's more time to explore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's 7:59. Coming up, CBS News, followed by local news with Stuart J. Wattles. Leslie Lotto has got our state news. We've got Bonnie Green with traffic. Mike Clemens has got sports. Sean Cable has got weather. I'm Dan Haney, serving up all news all morning on 540 WAUK and also on 100.3 FM. CBS News is coming up in just a bit. It's WAUK on 540 and also on 100.3 FM and streaming at waukradio.com.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. After 2 years of war, a ceasefire is in effect in Gaza. Palestinians are cautious.
I hope our happiness over the ceasefire will last. We don't want them to take their hostages and then return to war.
Antoine Renard with the World Food Program.
They have been displaced multiple times, chased by the threat of hunger and malnutrition, and making impossible choices to survive.
Israelis are hopeful as they await a hostage prisoner exchange set to begin Monday.
Such a happy moment for all Israelis and for all the Middle East.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says 20 hostages are still alive, 28 deceased. Tens of thousands of Gazans who'd gathered in central Gaza have begun walking north. President Trump